Stay tuned for the Power of Pentecost. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. From Mount Vernon, Illinois, I'm Pastor Dennis Myers, and Sister Linda's at the piano. You're in tune with the daily broadcast of the Power of Pentecost, a time of refreshing in the presence of the Lord. Just a great time for you to join us in song and join us in prayer, following the Word of God. Just join together with all those that are participating today as we lift up the name of Jesus.
I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. I've got on the righteousness of God, and I'm gonna win every battle that I fight. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might.
Hallelujah, isn't it great to sing that? Comes from Ephesians 6:10, where Paul says, "Finally, brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might." It is God's will that we wait upon the Lord to renew our strength. You can pray for strength all that you want, but the strength only comes when we are obedient to the Scripture. Strength comes from waiting on the Lord. Just like faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. And how shall they hear unless they have a preacher? And how shall he preach unless he be sent? God's got a way of doing things, and we need to follow and obey and listen and respond to His Word. From the Word of God to begin today's broadcast from Matthew 5:44, He says, "But I say unto you, love your enemies, bless them that curse you, do good to them that hate you, and pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you." Just recently, a lady that from time to time attends our church, a fine lady and her husband, and they visit our church at night when their church doesn't have service. And she had cross up with a friend of hers. And so anyway, she was asking me the other day, she said, "Will you pray for me?" She said, "I'm having a terrible time with forgiveness." And she says, "I know I have to forgive him, but," she says, "I'm having a hard time doing it." Well, the Bible teaches us that we will be persecuted and we will be tried. This lady's name is Kathy, and I want you to pray for her also. And let's just seek the Lord while He may be found. And hopefully, by the time that the Lord hears the prayers, she has already sought the Lord and obtain forgiveness in her heart. Let's take the Melodies of Praise hymnal today. Let's turn to page 256. Here's one simply entitled, "Beautiful."
Beautiful robe so white, beautiful land of light, beautiful home so bright, where there shall come no night. Beautiful crown I'll wear, shining with stars o'er there. Yonder in mansions fair, gather us there. Beautiful robes, beautiful land, beautiful home, beautiful band, beautiful crown, shining so fair, beautiful mansions, bright, gather us there. Beautiful thought to me, we shall forever be thine in eternity. when from this world we're free, free from its toil and care, heavenly joys to share. Let me cross over there, this is my prayer. It's a beautiful road and a beautiful land, beautiful home and beautiful band, beautiful crown that's shining so fair, beautiful mansions, right, gather us there. Things on high, over in yonder sky. Thus I shall leave this shore, counting my treasures o'er, where we shall never die, carrying me by and by, never to sorrow more, heavenly store. Beautiful robes of white and a beautiful land, beautiful home,
so bright,
beautiful band,
beautiful crown,
that's shining so fair, beautiful mansion, bright, gather us there. Let's sing it again. It's beautiful robes and a beautiful land, a beautiful home and a beautiful band. It's a beautiful crown that's shining so fair. It's a beautiful mansion, bright, gather us there. Well, it's just beautiful is all you can say about it. Praise the Lord. No greater word to describe it than beautiful. The precious promise before we pray comes from Psalms 27:4, where David says, "One thing have I desired of the Lord, that I will seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, and behold the beauty of the Lord, and to inquire in his temple." Hallelujah. Again, wonderful words of life. God will grant us the desires of our heart. But David had one desire, and he was seeking after that one thing, and that was to dwell in the house of the Lord. And he didn't want to stay there just one service, but he wanted to stay all the days of his life. What was he going to do in the house of the Lord all the days of his life? He was going to behold the beauty of the Lord, and he was going to inquire in his temple. It's all right there in that verse of Scripture. Praise the Lord. Let's be like David, shall we pray? Lord, we want to thank you for the opportunities that we have to gather in the house of the Lord. We're thankful, Lord, that you have got a welcome mat laid there, welcoming each one of us to come in. Lord, we're thankful that we can stay in your presence, and we're thankful, Lord, that we can worship with others, and Lord, we can congregate around the Word of God, and Lord, we can lift our voices to you in song and praise and prayer and testimony. We can hear the Word of God, and we can find food for our souls. Use this service today, I pray. Should there be someone in our service, Lord, that's unchurched? Yeah, you know, he or she's just not going, or they say they don't know where to go, or they can't find a church they like. I pray you'll speak to them today in the name of Jesus. Lord, we're not going to see whether we like the church or not. We're going, Lord, to see if there's an opportunity there for us to worship you. And Lord, we're glad that we can gather there to worship you. The service is not about the music or who's there. The service is all about you. And Lord, we want to lift you up. We want you to be the center of our services. This little broadcast mini service, Lord, we want you to be the focus of this. Thank you, Lord, for giving us the opportunity to sing and pray and read some scripture. But Lord, we're thankful today that you are the star of the show. We want others to know about you. We don't want to get in the way, Lord, of your spirit and your revelation. And we'll thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Worship with us now. We're together again. Here we are, yes. Just praising the Lord. We're together again in one accord. Something good is going to happen. Something good is in store. We're together again, just praising the Lord. And contact information to follow at the end of the service. It's me again, Lord. Troubles come and I can't find an answer. Lonely nights I spend in agony, but you're the only friend that I can turn to. So here I am, begging on my knees. It's me again, Lord. I've got a prayer that needs an answer. It's me again, Lord. I've got a problem that I can't solve. It only comes from you. It's me again, Lord. I know you're mighty busy in your heaven, framing worlds and making stars to shine. But you promised if I'd ask that I'd receive it. So here I am asking one more time. It's me again, Lord. I've got a prayer that needs an answer. It's me again, Lord. I got a problem that I can't solve. Now I don't mean to worry you. Here I am facing something new. And I am Pastor Dennis Myers, and Sister Linda's at the piano, and we'll pick that up just in a few seconds. Send any mail to the Power of Pentecost, Post Office Box 100, Mount Vernon, Illinois, 62864. The caller text 618-214-1410. The website is available, thepowerofpentecost.org. and www.pentecostalradio.org. You've been endued with power from on high, the power of Pentecost. And remember, it's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of a living God. I need help that only comes from you. It's me again, Lord.